The Chambers of Divorced and Remarried People by Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 8. Brother, when the Lord came, he took me to a mountain, and we were supposed to go to hell. We stood on top of the mountain. I asked the Lord, how come a loving God create a place of torment like hell? Jesus said, I'm the God of love. I'm the God of holiness and justice. Likewise, I am manifesting my love for the people on the earth when they are alive. As soon as they died, they must face my holiness and my justice. We were on top of the mountain. The Lord held my hand and we began to rise. When we rose up higher, the Lord said to me, Aston, now you can look down. When I looked down, I saw 12 funnels that were turning around at great speed. I was observing these funnels in the four corners of the planet Earth. In the end, I saw that these 12 funnels joining together to form one huge funnel. Out of this funnel was resonating with a powerful voice. I heard this loud booming voice saying repeatedly, delivery, delivery. As this thunderous voice kept repeating, delivery, I saw two enormous hands of a principality above the earth. As soon as this loud blaring voice began to request delivery, this principality started gathering countless deceased souls that have died on the earth. Brother, I saw countless human souls like the sand of the earth falling into this huge funnel. This principality was pouring them like sand in the funnel. I said to the Lord Jesus, Master, are you seeing this funnel that is turning around, and this huge hand that is precipitating countless of people in the funnel? The Lord said, Aston, what you are witnessing is the entry of hell through which we will enter in order to visit hell. I said, Lord, what about these huge hands that are dropping countless of souls in the funnel? The Lord said, the people that are falling in the funnel are the deads. These huge hands that you see belong to the principality of death. This angel of death is gathering deceased souls from the four corners of the earth and he is pouring them in the mouth of the earth, which is this turning funnel. Since the kingdom of hell is demanding delivery of more souls, the angel of death is delivering souls of men who have died on the earth to the mouth of hell. The abode of the dead is in constant demand of more souls of men, for the devil wants the kingdom of hell to win more souls. There are more people going to hell than to heaven. The Bible says in Isaiah 5:14, therefore hell expands its jaws, opening wide its mouth, into it will descend their nobles and masses with all their brawlers and revelers. Jesus said, the 12 funnels that you see are the mouth of the earth. The Lord said, Aston, now we must enter the mouth of hell in order to visit. I said, Lord, we don't have to. I will tell the world that hell is real. It is not important for me to go there. I was saying this for I was horrified. Quickly we began to descend into the mouth of hell. I was crying to the Lord, for I did not want to go there. There were an unbearable smell and total darkness in the mouth of hell. I saw unclean spirits that were in chains and in bondage on the walls. They looked like monkeys, bears, lions. Some of them were hybrid humans, humanoids, beasts, and reptiles that do not exist on the earth. I said, Lord, who are these beasts in chains? The Lord said, these are wicked spirits in the service of Satan. They wait for the order of the devil. They are demons that destroy families of the earth. As soon as the devil gives them a mission, the mouth of hell will vomit them on the earth. And while we were descending into hell, these wicked spirits were roaring, whistling and making noises. It was horrifying. They were mocking us and they were trying to capture us, but they could not bear the light of Jesus Christ. Brother, I said on the second day of this experience, I visited the chambers of sexual sins. On the third day, the Lord came and we landed in the first chambers of hell, which was that of sexual sins. We spent many days in that chamber. We were in the corridor where the gates of chambers of hell were aligned. But when we look around, we saw a gate that seems endless, where it was written, Prison of Married People. Upon the gate, they had the quotation of the word of the Lord from Matthew 19:4-6, haven't you read? He replied, that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Upon this gate of hell, there was another passage of the Bible, Malachi 2:14-16, you ask why? It is because the Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not God made you one? You belong to him in body and spirit. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth. The man who hates and divorces his wife, says the Lord the God of Israel, does violence to the one he should protect, says the Lord Almighty. I said to the Lord, married people are here too? The Lord said, these are people who did not keep principles and they did not respect the process of marriage. They are here. When we entered this place, I saw a demon sitting on a chair. He was playing worldly music and swinging. While this demon was singing immoral songs of worldly music, I saw another door on the side which was opened. When I looked, I saw it was written, "The place of the divorced and remarried couples." As soon as we entered the gate of this chamber, I heard like a noise of altercation. I heard two men that were quarreling for a lady. I heard the first one saying, "She's my wife, not yours. Leave her alone." It was like people were fighting. When I looked, I saw two people fighting for a woman who was saying, "Leave me alone." I noticed that these people were rotting and their lower parts were inside a sea of lava. These two souls were grabbing the lady and there was an altercation. I asked the Lord Jesus, "Why are these people fighting for this woman?" The Lord said, "Let's get closer." When we got closer, the Lord said, "Peace, be still." As a result, these men left alone the lady who was exhausted, for everyone was pulling her. I saw that she was lying in the burning lava. It was horrifying to see a human being burning like a fish in the fire. One of these men said to the Lord, "Master, I have not done anything wrong. But this woman is not a good wife. I married her legally. Not long after our wedding, I was sent to war in the east of the country, and I was hit on the leg, but I did not die. However, the authorities abandoned us in the front line and they went on to inform our family that we were dead. As a result, my wife went to marry this man that is fighting me here. Since I was hit in that war, I could not fight in the front line. I crossed the border to Rwanda, and I began to find a way to survive. I ended up in Uganda. Then I went to Gabon. Finally, I traveled to Europe and Spain. I had no contact with my wife. 10 years later, I traveled back to Congo to find my wife that I had married legally. When I arrived in order to find my wife, I learned that she got married and she had children. In spite of this, I had sexual contact with her though she had another man. When I died, I fell here." When this man finished this conversation, then his opponent began to explain to the Lord in these terms, "I have done nothing wrong. So when I met this woman, I found her with children and she told me that her husband was dead in the war. I told her that I loved her despite the fact that she had children and I will marry her. At the end of the day, we got married legally. I have not done anything wrong. Why am I here?" Jesus said to him, "When you are married to a divorced person, you have committed adultery." When we left these people, I saw a lady who was married to a man who came from Europe. This lady did not know that this man had divorced his wife in Europe. When they met, they quickly got married and they built a new life. However, when she died, she was condemned for marrying a man that was divorced. I was pained to realize that it was the man who had done wrong since he had divorced his wife in Europe, but the innocent woman had to pay for she had committed her life to a man who was divorced. The woman found herself in torment for marrying a man who was already divorced. This was a case of remarriage. Brother, there were countless in this chamber of hell that had married people that were divorced, and because of remarriage, they were condemned. I saw a pastor in this place of torment. He was trampled by souls that he blessed in wedding ceremonies. He failed to tell them that remarriage was wrong. This pastor told the people that remarrying is not a problem. Then he went to bless the marriages of people who had divorced, and these very people were trampling on him and accusing him of validating divorce and remarriage. Yet the Bible says when you divorce, you must stay single until the death of your partner. 1 Corinthians 7:10-14 And to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. 11 But and if she departs, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. 12 But to the rest speak I, not the Lord, if any brother has a wife that believes not, and she is pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. 13 And the woman which has a husband that believes not, and if he is pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. 14 For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband, else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. Many people ignore the consequences of the divorce. When you are married, only death can separate you from your partner, for no one can separate what God has joined together. Only fornication would be an acceptable justification for divorce. Brother and sister, even if your spouse insults or mistreats you, you're going to have to seek grace to settle it, for divorce is permitted only in case of fornication. In this chamber, there were men of God who knew that members of their churches had divorced, yet they went on to bless them. They were guilty and they were condemned in this place of torment. In fact, these men of God are the ones who are suffering the most extreme torment of this chamber of hell, for they have encouraged and accepted the marriages of people that were divorced. These kinds of pastor were numerous in this place. They have blessed people who are remarrying. They bless marriages of divorced people. Any pastor who preached remarriage and blessed divorced people in marriage were punished severely in this place. In this chamber of hell, there were countless souls that had divorced and remarried. I saw black and white and people of all nations, all colors and all languages. In this chamber, I saw a pastor that was suspended and bound and chained on a balcony of fire. And there was a Bible open before him, which he was supposed to read. Actually, this pastor had divorced his wife, claiming that she was not the woman that was supposed to help his ministry, and that it was necessary for him to marry a woman that will be A+ and complementary to his ministry. While he was reading these scriptures about the marriage and divorce, he was insulted and mocked by the damned souls that were tormented in this fire. In fact, these lost souls in hell were in such a pain that they were insulting one another in an extreme way. They said to the pastor, "You're going to shut up, stupid. You are a pastor, why have you come here? And how dare you talk to us about these marital issues? You cannot talk to us about the gospel here." As these souls were insulting him, he also began to insult them. Brother, whenever a man of God blesses a person who is remarrying, he is putting himself against the law. He must repent. Whenever a family validates and takes part in a remarriage of their son or daughter, they are placing themselves under condemnation. They must confess and repent. Whenever church members attend a remarriage of a brother or a sister, they are placing themselves under the condemnation. Brother, you must not attend the marriages of divorced persons. You are partaking of their sin. You are agreeing and validating their sin. I want to warn parents, you should never accept that your daughter or son divorce unless it is about fornication. And whenever your divorced daughter brings you another man for marriage, do not accept that marriage for it is fornication. You must not accept the dowry either for fear of condemnation, for the Lord does not validate it. Let us be careful. When people are attending the wedding party of a remarriage, they are placing themselves under condemnation. Brother, if you are divorced and you have remarried, you are living in fornication. Acts 17:30-31 Truly, then, God overlooking the times of ignorance, now he strictly commands all men everywhere to repent, 31 because he has appointed a day in which he is going to judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he appointed, having given proof to all by raising him from the dead. The Lord is against remarriage. The Lord said, the devil has chosen the established authority to influence men. He is using the political government and laws of the country to impose his system in order to capture the souls of men. But the scripture is the way. I want to tell God's children that this year 2020 is the year of sanctification, righteousness, and holiness. Matthew 5:31-32. 31 It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. 32 But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Mark 10:2-12. 2 Some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? 3 What did Moses command you? He replied. 4 They said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away. 5 It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law, Jesus replied. 6 But at the beginning of creation God made them male and female. 7 For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, 8 And the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. 9 Therefore what God has joined together, let no one separate. 10 When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. 11 He answered, anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. 12 And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery. Luke 16:18. 18 Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery, and the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. 1 Corinthians 7:39. 39 A woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives. But if her husband dies, she is free to marry anyone she wishes, but he must belong to the Lord. Ephesians 5:33. 33 However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Matthew 19:6-9. 6 So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let no one separate. 7 Why then, they asked, did Moses command that a man gives his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away? 8 Jesus replied, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not this way from the beginning. 9 I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman commits adultery. Romans 7:2-3. 2 For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive, but if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him. 3. So then, if she has sexual relations with another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from that law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. Deuteronomy 22:19. 19. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the young woman's father, because this man has given an Israelite virgin a bad name. She shall continue to be his wife, he must not divorce her as long as he lives. Jeremiah 3:1. 1. If a man divorces his wife and she leaves him and marries another man, should he return to her again? Would not the land be completely defiled? But you have lived as a prostitute with many lovers, would you now return to me? Declares the Lord. Malachi 2:16. 16. The man who hates and divorces his wife, says the Lord, the God of Israel, does violence to the one he should protect, says the Lord Almighty. So be on your guard, and do not be unfaithful. 1 Corinthians 7:11-13. 11. But if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. And a husband must not divorce his wife. 12. To the rest I say this, I, not the Lord, if any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. 13. And if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him. Jeremiah 3:8. 8. I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce and sent her away because of all her adulteries. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister Judah had no fear, she also went out and committed adultery. Isaiah 51:1. This is what the Lord says, where is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Or to which of my creditors did I sell you? Because of your sins, you were sold, because of your transgressions, your mother was sent away. Deuteronomy 24:1-4. 1. If a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sends her from his house, 2. And if after she leaves his house she becomes the wife of another man, 3. And her second husband dislikes her and writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sends her from his house, or if he dies, 4. Then her first husband, who divorced her, is not allowed to marry her again after she has been defiled. That would be detestable in the eyes of the Lord. Do not bring sin upon the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. Hebrews 13:4. 4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.